For the fourth straight election, voters in New Hampshire's 1st congressional district will see the same two names on their ballots, Frank Ginta and Carol Shea Porter. The political rivals have traded the seat every 2 years since 2010 as a testament to how evenly split the district is between Republicans and Democrats. But as NHPR's Todd Bookman reports, some voters are getting tired of the endless sequels.
At first, it was fresh, new.
We have two candidates at tonight's debate, and they are Republican Frank Ginta and Democratic Congresswoman Carol Shea Porter.
Then, 2 years later, a political reboot.
They are incumbent Republican Frank Ginta and Democrat Carol Shea Porter.
By 2014, it was like, okay, the rubber match.
The incumbent Democratic Congresswoman Carol Shea Porter, her Republican challenger, former Congressman Frank Ginta. Now, let's be honest, there's a history between these two candidates.
Yeah, there sure is. And time hasn't exactly brought them any closer. When they meet face-to-face, it's not hard to find snippy exchanges, including this from earlier in the week.
Wow. Well, you didn't get six bills signed, but we'll leave that aside. The reality is...
Andy Smith is a political science professor at the University of New Hampshire.
After three nasty campaigns already and going into a fourth, I think we have candidates that don't like each other very much, probably don't respect each other very much.
Friendships aside, Shea Porter and Ginta's alternating success seems to be less tied to their political beliefs. Neither candidate strays very much from their party line. Instead, the revolving door seems more a result of what's happening higher up the ticket at the national level. Shea Porter has prevailed in presidential election years, while Ginta's two victories came during midterm elections, when Democratic turnout is typically lower. Recent polls show a similar trend shaping up in 2016, with Shea Porter holding a double-digit lead. A campaign finance scandal is also contributing to Ginta's struggles. Last year, he reached a settlement with federal elections officials over improper campaign donations he got from his parents. But you don't have to spend too much time talking with voters in this seesaw district to detect a sense of exhaustion with both candidates.
Are you tired of seeing the same two names jockey back and forth?
There is some of that, I must say. Maybe it's time for both of them to go away.
That's Dennis Sullivan of Dover. Laura Chapin echoes those feelings.
We need some choices. Obviously, the choices that have been made aren't working out for the state and the country as a whole, so it's a little difficult to imagine that there isn't anybody else out there that could do a better job or at least have some other options.
There is one new wrinkle in the 2016 edition of this race. Sean O'Connor.
So I am Sean O'Connor. I am the independent running for Congress here in the 1st District in New Hampshire.
O'Connor, a Bedford businessman, is self-financing a run after dropping out of the Democratic primary earlier this year. He's running TV ads and also doing some retail politicking, like this stop at a Portsmouth nursing home. The Groundhog Day feel of the race comes up quickly in his stump speech.
And I think that it's crazy that we've had the same two career politicians in D.C. who have gone back and forth and back and forth.
O'Connor, though, will have to overcome a serious lack of name recognition compared to Ginta and Shea Porter. Regardless of who prevails, political analyst Andy Smith says don't be surprised if those two names also pop up in 2018.
They both think they can win it. And if you both think you have a chance, why not?
In this political tug of war, the candidates do seem awfully willing to dust themselves off and try again. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.
From NPR member stations, and from Constant Contact, with email marketing features like drag-and-drop editing and mobile-friendly templates, Constant Contact is committed to helping small businesses